Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Later this year, the folks who live along the Florida Panhandle will bear witness to an amazing once-in-a-lifetime event. An ocean liner that was once the grandest and fastest in the world will sink about 20 miles off the coast near Destin, Florida. Americans of a certain age, and I count myself among them, well remember the pride we felt for a vessel called, appropriately enough, the SS United States, a luxury liner nearly 1,000 feet long and bigger than the Titanic itself. Soon it will meet the same fate as the Titanic, although no iceberg will be involved and no one will die. The vessel will be deliberately sunk in 180 feet of water, where it will become the world's largest artificial reef. Launched in the 1950s, the United States sailed the Atlantic Ocean in grand style, connecting North America and Europe, and doing so with grace and speed. She set the transatlantic speed record, earning the title of fastest ocean liner afloat, by reaching speeds over 38 knots, or 44 miles per hour. But soon the ship will enter a new phase of its life, when it is sent to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, or, if you insist, the Gulf of America. Before that can happen, in 6 months or so, it must be stripped of any toxic materials, plastics, paint, fuel, and oil that could harm the marine life it is intended to protect. The Gulf's new man-made reef will be home to all manner of undersea critters, which will glide and swim and hopefully thrive in quarters that once housed the rich and famous. Throughout the 1960s, the passenger list of the SS United States included Princess Grace of Monaco, Harry Truman, Bob Hope, and Duke Ellington, just to name a few. Ultimately, crossing the ocean at 44 miles per hour was deemed too slow, and commercial jet travel reduced the demand for transoceanic vessel crossings. The ship was retired in 1969, and over time became a rusting hulk at a shipyard in Philadelphia. A group called the SS United States Conservancy wanted to convert it into a hotel like the Queen Mary in California, but those efforts failed. So last week, the ship made its final cruise, towed and guided by tugboats, down the East Coast, around the tip of Florida, and up the Gulf to Mobile, Alabama, where it will be prepared for the big day it is sunk. Its service as an underwater habitat will be a fitting way to restore its stature after its unceremonious eviction from the Philadelphia shipyard for unpaid rent and damage to the pier. The SS United States has always been a point of national pride for me and millions of other Americans. I still remember building a scale model of the ship as a teenager and entering it in my school's science fair. I even won a ribbon, although if memory serves, it was not blue, and it said participant. I hope the authorities allow the public to witness the sinking of the SS United States in person and pay their respects. The grand ship deserves a flotilla of mourners as this American icon slips beneath the waves.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.